This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
As we switch to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience, Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent, here with the information as the Holy Father focuses on the Beatitudes once again this week. Good morning, Ashley.
Well, good morning, John. I'm so happy to be with you today. And yes, the discussion this morning at the papal audience was specifically about the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And Pope Francis said that in our lives, there's a certain poverty that we have to just accept. And it's part of our own being. It's part of the human condition. But he also said there's a different kind of poverty that we seek. And that's a detachment from the things of this world. And he pointed out that we all are called to be poor, as he said, beggars in the depths of our being. Now, this, of course, this message is very contrary to that of the world. And in fact, he said that the world's attitude is what leads to loneliness and to unhappiness. And as he pointed out, even the greatest empires will pass and disappear. But he went on to say that in our lives, we have to remember that we can't ever take, quote, anything with us. As he said, I've never seen a moving van at the end of a funeral procession. And so, in other words, reminding us that we have to learn the meaning of true love and that true poverty of spirit. And, of course, how can we learn that? Well, by looking at Christ. It's the example that Christ has given us because, of course, he demonstrated how to love, how, of course, to love the authentic good and to love outside of ourselves. He demonstrated how to give our lives for others. And he showed us the power of charity, the power of love, and the power of humility. So today, of course, we look to Christ's example and we ask him to give us the gift of being poor in spirit, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome with the latest in the Pope's general weekly audience. And Ashley sent us some photos of what she was doing last night that we'll have to share on our Morning Air Facebook page, because you were at a Night to Shine in Rome with some very prominent people.
Oh, it was such an exciting evening, John. So imagine this. This is a great big party. Imagine decorations, music, elegant dress, lots of festivity, sort of like a high school prom. Except this party is specifically for people with special needs. And it's all put on by the Tim Tebow Foundation. So Tim Tebow and his new wife, Demi, were here in Rome yesterday, especially for this event. And imagine that he was inspired to start this back in 2015. And throughout the world, this Night to Shine, this event is going to happen in over 700 locations. It happens in all 50 of the U.S. states. It's going to happen in 24 different countries. And to put it on, imagine that 200,000 volunteers come together to make this happen. So it all goes back to an inspiration that Tim had. He grew up in the Philippines. His parents were Protestant missionaries. He met a boy in a village. His name was Sherwin, and Sherwin was born with his feet backwards. And so he was seen as cursed by his village, and he was outcast. And when the other villagers saw Tim pick up Sherwin and just show love to this young boy, they were struck, because for the first time they understood that what it means to be a believer, to love Jesus Christ, means to have love that has no bounds, and it applies to everyone. And so from that experience, the Tim Tebow Foundation has done these Nights to Shine events all over the world. So imagine that it begins with a beautiful red carpet being laid down, and all of the guests with special needs, as they enter, they walk that red carpet. And they're surrounded by cheering fans. There's photographers. These are all volunteers who are part of the event. There's a makeup area for ladies to put on that little touch of glamour. And then, of course, the dancing begins. And one of the most poignant moments was when Tim then said the word, and each of those guests was crowned king or queen of that event with real crowns that were placed on their heads. So you can imagine what an emotional moment. There were tears, there were hugs. And as Kim said, his message of the night was that God loves you, you matter, you're significant, and there's a great purpose for you. God has a plan for your life. And of course, it all finished with everyone dancing the night away. It was a beautiful evening, lots of festivity, and an evening filled with love, John.
That's just beautiful. Ashley sent us some photos that we'll share in a little while on our Morning Air Facebook page. Ashley Nerona with the latest news from Rome. Ashley is an American living in Rome. She teaches crisis communications skills and media training to priests and seminarians at the North American College. And Ashley and her husband, John, have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, and that provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. And they will also be your personal tour guides of Rome and the Vatican. Much more online at truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley, as always, thank you. Talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. God bless.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.